Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Links face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, great to have you with us on a Tuesday podcast. The boys have left the studio. We enter the studio. Al Dukes, what's up, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. The big topic on the Boomer and Geo show today was Boomer smelling like garlic because he took some sort of garlic supplement.
Yeah.
And I will say that, and by the way, the studio stinks now of a mixture of garlic and the air freshener thing, Boomer.
That air diffuser.
Which is terrible. The air diffuser is killing me right now. I can barely speak. But I have to say, garlic is a weird thing because when you go to a restaurant or you have Italian food anywhere, the garlic is a preeminent ingredient.
For sure.
And yet I don't understand how some people smell of garlic and other people do not. Is it the amount of garlic one takes in? Is it the lack of water when you're enjoying the garlic?
I would think it's what you're eating, like how much, the quantity of it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like, to me, it's like anything, even like onions.
Yes.
Like if you cook onions, there's no smell to it. You eat raw onions. Now, if I have a couple of them, it ain't great. If I eat a whole bunch in a salad, your mouth's like on fire.
Of raw onion.
Yeah. So I do think it's the amount.
So onion and garlic have got to be the two things that if you eat, you smell.
I don't know how you don't.
And yet we use them in many dishes.
Yeah, but I do think it's different in the way you use them. So,
like
for
if you're cooking.
Yeah, like if I mash a garlic clove up and I throw it in pasta sauce, gravy, whatever you want to call it, and that clove, or you use a couple of cloves, however much you use, it's spread around into like, you know, 4 big cans of, eh. But if I take that same clove and you put it on bread, and you have like 3 or 4 pieces of like Italian bread, and that clove of garlic is like the first thing, good luck with that.
So you can smear garlic on a bread?
Matter of fact.
How do you get the clove to be spreadable?
You have to take it apart. It's almost like an artichoke in a certain way. Have you ever had an artichoke? Yeah. Where it's kind of like that. You've got to like mush down the garlic clove, and then you take the scoopable garlic out, and then you can spread it onto the bread. So like when we went to Char a few weeks ago, they were giving that out, and I'm like, do you have olive oil? Because I ain't eating that. Like that is a stink fest.
Yeah, what a killer.
And I'm looking around at the restaurant. Everyone was eating the garlic on the bread. Now, I guess if a man and a wife or man and a whatever are both doing it, I suppose you stink together. But not for me. No, thank you.
I remember in particular when I used to take the bus. I would take the bus into New York City when I worked at K-Rock.
Which I cannot believe, but yes.
Yeah, when I worked at K-Rock with Booker, and I would take the... Think about how great this schedule was. I was taking the 11 a.m. bus.
Wow.
Right outside my condo where I lived in Woodbridge.
Yeah. What were you, 2 to 6, right?
The show was on from 2 to 6 or 7. Yeah, something like that. I would get there I was getting there by like noon.
Yeah.
12:30. It was great. Just hang out.
Yeah, I'd
listen
say
to
so.
Music, eat sandwiches. It was awesome.
And then go home.
That was such an awesome job.
Yes, I'm sure.
But when I would take the bus in, there would be times when people would enter and walk past you on the bus and just the reekness of garlic.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Because what happens is if you eat it regularly, it starts coming out of your pores.
Yes.
Like you sweat it out. And I don't think people even realize that they smell like that.
Yeah. The other thing you talk about, raw onions, which is funny because when Carton used to order breakfast every morning here for many years, he'd get the big bagel spread. And it'd come with onions, tomato, and the salmon, the thin salmon, lox.
Yep.
And just the stench of raw onion would take over the whole radio station. Yeah. Why would you start your day by eating a raw onion?
I have no idea. I know it's one of the healthiest things you can eat, but I can't do it.
That is a tough one. You know where else you would smell garlic is if you go to the gym.
Yeah, people are sweating it out.
Yeah, people are sweating it out.
It's gross.
Garlic, alcohol, onions. That's the stuff you smell, man. And
especially an alcoholic who drinks regularly. When they sweat, it is noticeable.
Yeah.
And those are tough too. I used to, again, one of the sad realities of working in a liquor store and working around liquor is years ago, as I've now told you, we would experience that a lot. Like especially in the summer. Guys would come in middle of the day. I mean, they're buying 12 packs of beer to go back to the job. Like, good Lord. Then they'd come in after work, and they're hot and sweaty. They smelled. And it wasn't the work. It was the alcohol.
Yeah. Oozing out of their skin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Their pores.
Pretty much.
Today is St. Patrick's Day, Jerry.
It is.
Do you recall, to me, this was one of the early viral videos. I looked it up prior to coming in here. This happened 19 years ago. This made it to the internet. And the video, the original video, because there's many other videos, but the original video on YouTube has 28 million views. And it was the news report from the Mobile, Alabama News about a leprechaun and people in town looking for a leprechaun.
No.
It is wild. If you go back and look at this thing, because it seems like parody, but it was not.
It was real.
It was real. And the news report talks about that there are people in I forget what town it was. It was like a suburb of Mobile, Alabama, that there was a leprechaun and people were trying to find the leprechaun.
And they thought like a real leprechaun.
Real leprechaun. So they go out there and all these people are walking the neighborhood. People are in cars yelling, where's the gold? Where's the pot of gold? Where's the leprechaun? They follow a man around who claims to have this leprechaun calling sort of like whistle that has been handed down throughout the generations. Doesn't work. It doesn't conjure
You're
up.
You're kidding, really?
But then the news, this is what I mean, like where it seems fake. The news actually goes, an artist sketched what they saw. And Jerry, it's the most rudimentary sketch of a circled face with a leprechaun hat.
It probably was. My guess is it probably was a joke.
I don't know.
And they went out and interviewed people. I bet you it was. I mean, you said this was 19 years ago.
That's
2007. There's no way. You want to tell me in 1912 people were still looking for real leprechauns? Okay, I guess. In 2007, honestly.
The guy with the leprechaun calling device really sounded like he was for real.
Yeah, I maybe. He also could be a paid actor.
I don't know.
No way. Nope. I am not buying that one. I'll take a look at it. I thought you were going to say the boom goes the dynamite kid.
No, that was a huge
first
one.
Yeah, I mean, that when I think of first viral video, that's the first one I think of always.
Boom goes the dynamite?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. So you, like, you said your leprechaun hat one had how many? 28
million for the original video.
Right. So if I go boom goes the dynamite, I go to YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube. See if you can find the original. And what year that was, how many years ago?
The boom goes the dynamite?
Yeah. Because it is interesting now. Like back then, like a viral video would go viral and you'd remember it. Now there's been so many videos that go viral, you can't even keep up.
So this is interesting. This is not the original, I don't believe. This only guy only has 1,000 subscribers. He posted it. This is from, it says 20 years ago, but I think this was in 2005. So this would be a secondary posting that has 13 million views.
For Boom Goes the Dynamite.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the original. So I'm just putting in original now.
And that was a kid who was like a college broadcaster, and he was nervous.
Yes.
Doing the games.
Assuming it was real. That's another
one.
I feel like it was, but if you told me it wasn't.
I remember he went on talk shows after that, and he seemed like a genuine kid.
Right. He pops right up on ABC, on CBS, as a matter of fact. No, maybe that is the original, because that's the top I don't know who this Jeremy Goldman is.
Yeah.
He's only got 1,000 subscribers, yet this video has 13 million views.
Yeah, that happens a lot of times. Like if someone's video went viral, no one's subscribing to them, but they see the video.
Because on the thing, it says it's from E-Bombs World.
Yes. That used to be a website that would collect all these videos. So then I guess when YouTube became more popular, people started posting the videos to YouTube.
Oh,
so
I see. They took it from there.
Yeah, so it probably has 13 million views on YouTube, but may have had 20 million views on E-Bombs World.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's the video that I always think of.
Type this one in just to see for... type in stomping grapes. Winemaking, stop stomping grapes.
Lady?
Yeah.
Stomping grape lady injury? Yeah.
Yes. See how many that one has. Opie and Anthony used to play that one.
6.5 million.
We're getting less. We got 28 million for the leprechaun, 13 million boom goes the dynamite, 6 million for stomping
what
grape
is
lady.
Most viral video.
The problem is now is like Mr. Beast has like a video with 250 million views. Like I want like real.
That's a very good point.
Viral videos.
That's a very good point. Stay Wild Rihanna. That's from a week ago. That's 2025. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard to, and you'll never get to. It says Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Okay.
Yeah.
I asked there the most list of most viewed videos on YouTube. Baby Shark is number one. Well, there's a couple nursery rhymes early on, so I want
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah, see, the problem is you get nursery rhymes which parents play over and over and over again. Then you have music like Gangnam Style. Remember that
I do.
That guy?
Of course.
Uptown Funk, Axel F song by Crazy Frog.
Right.
Man, like I wanted.
Are we in the top 10 any of our videos?
We don't have any.
We don't have any
videos in.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, see this is Katy Perry. Like these are no good.
Get in the game with the college-branded Venmo debit card. Rack your team with every tap and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash, a new rewards program from Venmo. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, just school pride and spending power. Get in the game and sign up for the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
All right, you're talking about like just videos, not anything produced.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like I wanted like real, man, I want to say, how would I even ask that?
Most popular videos.
Most popular YouTube videos, not music.
Okay. That's good, I guess.
Most, list of most viewed non-music videos.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
That's still a baby shark. Come on. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Mr. Beast. That's not what I'm looking for. I'd have to do some research on that.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Boom Goes the Dynamite was a good one. I just feel like now, like we remember Boom Goes the Dynamite. Will we remember the viral videos that are popular today? Because there's so many of them.
No, I don't think so.
Things just go...
Because today, in 2026, the whole world is now on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
In 2010, very few people were. That's why if we would have jumped on it back then and realized what this was, Al and Jerry's podcast might have been the Joe Rogan podcast. It sounds funny, but that's true.
Got to be there first.
Yeah, I mean... There are plenty of Joe Rogan podcasts that I put on that I turn off within 10 minutes. I'm bored because I don't like the guests.
Yep.
Well, if he starts that podcast today, I'm not saying it wouldn't be wildly successful. It very well might be because he gets great guests. But if he started today, I don't know he's getting every guest that he's gotten. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Those comedians aren't getting big numbers like they get. There's no way.
Yeah, it's weird because I always thought of that when I was starting to... wanting to do a podcast, right? And I originally did the one where I was interviewing broadcasters.
Yeah.
But that really, how many people would be interested are really dependent on your guest.
Yes.
And I didn't want that, which is why I switched it then to me and my friend Paul, and just like as you and I are doing here. To me, it feels like people would tune this in, whoever's tuning this in is tuning it in every day or regardless of what the topic is, just because they're interested in the conversation. Sure. Whereas like somebody like Joe Rogan really has to, and I look now like on Spotify, you can look on Spotify, it'll tell you how many listens something has, but it has to get over a certain amount. I think it has to get over 20,000 for it to show
up. So anything under 20,000, it doesn't give you the number.
It doesn't give you the number, yeah. But Joe Rogan, like sometimes there's, it's funny because you'll see like if he has Mel Gibson on, it's got 5 million views.
Yeah.
But then he's got a guy from the UFC on. But even then, it's like 200,000 views, which is tremendous.
Huge. Absolutely.
But it's not 4 million views.
No,
and I just wonder at what point. Now, he claims Spotify never says anything to him about have this person on or maybe a little less of this. And he's probably right because he's got a good judgment for that stuff. But you do have to think of that when you put somebody on. If that's your business.
Because they're paying him, right?
They're paying him, and then they have to get the money back on the advertising.
Right.
And the advertisers pay on how many downloads you get.
Yep.
They're not paying, I don't think, prior to seeing what the number is. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't think so. You're buying into the show.
Yeah, you're buying into the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always so curious about that. And there's so many now that have so many downloads.
Yeah.
It really is incredible how many.
It also goes to show how many people are sitting in front of their phone or their computer every day. Because there's a lot of people in this world consuming a lot of crap.
Yeah, I have found myself, and I really do want to break this, that in the afternoon, like if I get home and I'm going to make lunch, eat lunch, clean up lunch, make dinner, eat dinner, clean up dinner, I will put YouTube things on to kind of have on while I'm doing those things. But it's too much.
I know.
It's just starting to be too much for me.
You're very much like I don't mean this in a bad way at all. You're like the athlete that gets that adrenaline rush to work out or practice, and that it's hard to rip you away from it. So when you get locked in on something, you don't just consume a little bit of it. You go, where's the deep end? I'm diving in.
Yes.
There's no toe in the water. There's no, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's, I'm into YouTube now, and get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got hours of YouTube.
Right. I got all this I have to consume now and learn.
You go through phases where you listen to this radio station too much.
Yes.
As opposed to just, you know, you're here for your 4 or 5 hours. Maybe you check it out for a half hour in the afternoon, turn it off. You can't. You get locked in on things.
Yeah.
So I could see you trying habit forming.
Very habit forming.
Yeah.
Very habit forming. But it's to the point where it's
not healthy.
Too much.
I agree.
But then when you get so used to that, you have silence, you just like, it's silent.
What about putting the radio on or listening to music or your Spotify music?
Yeah.
And I only say the radio because while I love Spotify and having commercial free, and there is something to be said sometimes for having, like if you like 106.3, like I do, I know you do too. There's something about the DJ talking to you once in a while. There's something about hearing, I say that sounds funny, but to me, there's something about hearing local commercials about the area.
For sure. You do learn stuff.
And it doesn't bother me as much. I don't know why it doesn't. I don't know. Just something to change it up a little bit. Maybe that's how you break your, you know, maybe at dinner you put 106.3, listen to the local country station for a half hour.
Yeah.
You love the music. The area. I don't know.
It's funny because even growing up in the house with two sisters I had, and my younger sister would call me some version of Media Man.
Okay.
She'd go, oh, Media Man, because I'd turn the TV off, turn the radio on. Turn the radio off, put a cassette on.
Right.
I always had something playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I'm still doing that.
You are Media Man.
I'm Media Man. And I tell you, I see some, but then again, I was going to say, I start to see trends on YouTube.
Okay.
But those trends may just be because of what I consumed. It's giving me more of that.
Right.
But here are the big takeaways I'm seeing on YouTube. Don't buy new cars because they're made really crappy now compared to a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Don't buy new build houses because they're made really crappy and blah, blah, blah.
Don't get a new bride because they're not like they used to be. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's all. Don't get anything new.
I'm just kidding.
Don't buy any electronics for your house that connect to your Wi-Fi because then they're going to spy on you from it, including your refrigerator, your humidifier, your stove, your microwave, nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just like no one's buying. I mean, there is an entire industry on YouTube of people telling you nobody's buying new cars and the lots don't know what to do with all of them.
Meantime, every car is more expensive than ever and the deals are not great.
Correct.
Right. You know why? Because people are still buying cars.
Right.
Oh, it's also like the Vegas thing. No one's in Vegas. Come to Vegas. The streets are empty. No, they're not. I was just there. They're not empty.
I know.
Couldn't even get on a goddamn casino table. So stop it.
Right.
Now, are there casinos that might be? Sure. The older ones struggle. But you go to the nice new casinos, the places are packed.
Yeah.
But it gets clicks. And I'm sure there's some truth to it, but you bend the truth.
Well, everyone's become a specialist. So the guy telling you about Vegas is now a Vegas specialist. So now he must come up with videos to keep his views going.
That's true.
And he's the Vegas guy. So now all he's going to do is look for things wrong with Vegas.
Why don't you become Media Man and go head-to-head with Andrew Marchand?
I'm Media Man. Ba-ba-da-ba. You know, it's the same. There are certain guys, their entire channels with many, many views are just about how the new car market is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's every one of their videos.
And I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I really don't believe that. But also, let me ask you this, though. Where are they from?
Right.
The new car market where we are is not bad. Maybe in Mobile, Alabama, it is bad.
Where the leprechaun is.
Maybe, right. Maybe in the Washington State, it's bad. I mean, it depends on where they're doing the video from. That's the other thing.
Right.
You know, every town, every city is not the same.
Right. And is it in a town or city that built too many car dealerships so there's too much competition?
Very possible. That's very possible. So why aren't we going there to buy the cars then? We can get, you know, 10 grand off of a new car.
I watched the guy yesterday on a Subaru lot somewhere in the middle of America. This was the largest Subaru lot I've ever seen. There were so many.
Who's buying all these cars?
And he goes, this thing is. And even the dealership itself was this gigantic building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I'm like, this guy's got to be in a big metro area.
I would love to do an interview with a car guy. That like
what
a
type
guy,
of car guy?
Like a car, like a former owner of a dealership or a former GM of a dealership that could really give us the ins and outs on how the business works. Because like you, you'll drive in an area like Route 9 has an area where there's used car dealerships. Ever? How about Route 88 in Lakewood? There have got to be conservatively 30 car dealerships used and new when you go down 88 going all the way down towards Pine Belt, a Lake at a Chevy. Who is buying these thousands of cars? When you buy a car usually and you hold it for, I would say on average, between 5 and 8 years now. There's not that many 17-year-olds that are buying brand new cars. It doesn't make sense to me that they get rid of all this inventory.
And that's the other funny thing people always talk about, partially joking, partially serious, like all these mattress stores and you go by, no one's ever
yes.
in them. Because how often are you buying a mattress? Every 10 to 15 years,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, right.
So how are
and
all
who's
these?
Who's paying the rent? The guy's got medical insurance.
Yeah.
A salary.
Don't
like,
know.
If you think about, if a mattress is, let's say, I don't know, I'm just saying $5,000. Let's say they make $3,000 on that mattress. You have got to sell to pay the guy's salary, his medical, I would think another salary, unless he's there by himself every day. So two people, let's say they make $60,000 each. Now, no one's getting rich, but they're not making $10,000 either. It's $120,000 of salary. The benefits, let's kick it another $30,000, $150,000. And rent for these gigantic stores has got to be $10,000 a month. That's another $120,000. So at $120,000, basics, no water bill, no electric, no nothing, no insurance. We're at $270,000. You're telling me they're selling 300 mattresses a year? To who?
I don't know.
That means they got to sell a mattress every day.
Not only you talk about all these. Then you look, when you listen to podcasts, every podcaster has a mattress livery. A different one.
As an advertiser, right.
Purple, Casper, Ghost Bed.
You're right.
A million of them.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of like there was one day you said to me, you're looking out the window here. What are all those people doing in this office building to make money?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, what do they do?
Business is fascinating.
I know. I don't understand it.
Because in every city, there's all these, not as many as New York for sure, but Chicago's got buildings everywhere. Dallas has, not as big, has a nice downtown. Los Angeles,
yeah.
San Francisco. What in the hell are all these people doing?
I don't know what everyone does.
I know. It's really something, isn't it?
Unbelievable. All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up program. We did that this morning.
We did.
And we'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday, kicking it around again.
That is the idea.
So!
Okay, caller one wins courtside seats to tonight's game.
What? I won floor seats?
You did.
I've been calling for 13 months.
Wait, Chris?
Yes, I finally did it.
What are you going to wear?
Men's Warehouse. They've got today's looks for any occasion, and I need to look like a celebrity.
Don't want to stick out.
Exactly. They've got Chill Flex by Kenneth Cole, Joseph Abboud, and a tailor at every store for the perfect fit.
Congrats. You can stop calling now.
Not a chance.
Get any look for every occasion at Men's Warehouse. Love the way you look.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
And I'm JP Finley.
Did you know that B. Mitchell Finley is both on a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlight.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Winter's still hanging around, but the Nationals are starting fresh. New manager, new front office, and a completely different outlook heading into the season.
The Wizards are rebuilding. Young guys flashing talent. Lottery talk heating up. And everybody hoping there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
And once NFL free agency opens, every Commander's move turns into a full-blown argument amongst the boys. That's what the Junkies do every morning. Real opinions, real debates. Follow and listen to the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Lowe's has the brands pros trust to get the job done. You can now shop new Catalyst fencing solutions and save big when you do. 10% off when you buy in bulk. Plus, save $180 on a DeWalt 12-inch dual bevel sliding compound miter saw. Now just $449. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The weekend hits and it's one thing, my French toast. So I open Shipt for same-day delivery, add the goods to my cart, eggs, cinnamon, oh, the bread. So I need a shopper who can pick the best, won't get squished in the bag kind of bread. With Shipt, it's not just delivery. It's shopped same day in the same way you would.
Use code SAVINGS to become a Shipt member for half off only $49 at shipt.com/offer. Terms apply.
I'm Brian. I work at United Healthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in United Healthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.